Molly and Craig, Power FM.
We're talking spooky stories this morning, Craig. Now, regular listeners of the show will know that you have a little lady in your house, four-year-old Isla.
Yes.
And she's been freaking you out. What's been happening?
Yeah, so recently she's been talking to, and this is where it started, an imaginary friend. And cool, great. She's, you know, got someone else in her life. She's talking about her sister. And it's weird, you know, it's just like, oh, I guess that's fine. You know, mum's very busy with our other baby, Rory, at the moment. Dad's usually pretty busy on his phone. So it makes sense that she's got something else to entertain her. Now, the thing about this imaginary friend or sister, as she's been calling her, she's been joining us in a lot of spaces, like, you know, at dinner time. Dad, can you please pass this spaghetti down to my sister?
Is that all she calls her, my sister?
Yeah, things like that. Yeah, yeah. And it's like, you know, she's sitting next to your dad in her high chair. Okay, interesting. We're brushing our teeth. And she's like, oh, my sister is just brushing her teeth too. Can you move out the way? Okay, interesting. And then it was sort of when we were in the bathroom that she started saying, oh, my sister sleeps here at night. Can she come into the bed tonight? And I'm going, oh, gee, that's a bit weird. Like, that's, maybe not. And it freaks me out as well because that's, I know ghostly presents generally have a lot of cold to them, and the bathroom is the coldest point in the house. And so I'm like, is this erring on the side of her actually talking to a ghost, or is this just an imaginary sister friend?
I think it could be both. What I love about kids is that they don't have a filter on life yet because no one's told them what's not possible, and they haven't, you know, I had the opportunity to work it out. And so they can often see things that we can't because we just believe certain things can't be true. But a kid will always see what they actually want to see.
So do you
think that make sense?
Yeah, but do you think I've got a ghost in the house?
I mean, you could, or it could just be you and Sian need to procreate again because she wants a little sister and that's just her way of constantly asking without, you know.
It's the nice way to ask.
Yeah.
Well, we've opened this up just to general spooky stories on our Facebook page, Power FMSA, also on the Instagram story. Tabitha came through with a corker. She said, when we moved down to SA, my then two-year-old would tell me about a man with brown hair like Daddy's was in her room. I reckon it may have been my dad who passed 3 years before she came along, who had very similar hair to my husband.
Wow.
There were other times when she wouldn't want to go into a room or moved away from a certain corner rather quickly.
That's so interesting to me.
Right?
I love it. If you're listening right now and you have a story like this, please, we would love to hear from you. The number's 1300 137 317. So Trish has got in touch. She has said that the factory she managed in Murray Bridge had a young girl spirit that was hanging around, like wasn't menacing or anything, but definitely made herself known to Trish and the other workers in the bridge. If anyone who worked in this factory is listening, give us a bell, guys.
I don't want to ruin this name, but is it Azia?
Mm-hmm.
So many to tell, apparently. But her favourite to tell is the time she saw a lady pass through their laundry into the kitchen. She was dressed in a lovely fitted dress that flowed. Thought it was from the 1920s. Turned out to be, thanks to Google, in the early 1900s. She held herself extremely well, back straight, head held high, aged around 30 at a guess.
I've heard of that, like people seeing that sort of stuff, like period clothing, and that's how they know that.
And just flowing through the house.
Yeah, because some...
How interesting.
Some people say as well that certain spirits don't know how to, like, move forward into the next...
Oh,
whatever
yeah.
Whatever it might be.
I can't be wearing baggy jeans.
I think this one from Michelle is really interesting. Just before we go to the break, I want to share. So she has said that when she lived in a unit, the bedroom was upstairs and had an old cupboard in it. It was there when she moved in. Now, this happened to me in my last rental too. When I got there, there was like all these random cupboards that had been left from the previous tenants.
Yeah.
So she said she always had a bad feeling when she was up there. She would hear footsteps or see shadows, that sort of thing. And when she decided to get a new bed and was assembling it, she had the old bed leaned up against the cupboard. She says that she heard a scream from that cupboard that night because obviously it was shut. She says that she then woke one night after that, struggling to breathe. Went downstairs and noticed she had handprints around her neck.
Whoa.
She decided to move out after that. She said, generally spirits are pretty good, but that is the scariest one that I had.
Far
and that
out.
Is a bit of a horror movie, Michelle.
And you're saying you had cupboards. Were you all right at your last rental?
Yeah, mine were fine. Okay. But that was interesting.
It was cupboards when I moved into my household.
Why do people leave cupboards behind? It's not what you're meant to do, guys.
Spooky stories, leave them at PowerFMSA Facebook and Instagram story.
This one from Jeff has given me proper goosebumps. I held up my arm to you before, Craig.
Yes.
I was like, this is so crazy. So Jeff has said on our Facebook page at PowerFMSA, the second house my partner and I rented was owned by someone who passed away in the bathroom. We knew the circumstances of his passing, but we rented it anyway. One of our dogs would only sleep in the bathroom. Jeff says that they would always acknowledge the previous owner when entering or leaving the house, and one shopping outing we stumbled across a little plaster ghost figure and we decided to place it in the bathroom. Within days, the little figure shattered without any assistance. No one was in the room, not the dog, not us. It was shattered. We were both home at the time. Obviously, the previous owner didn't share our sense of humour.
That's scary. Oh, oh.
We've got Amanda from Murray Bridge on the line. What's your spooky story?
Well, kind of, yeah. I literally just got in the car and turned the radio on, and it's always on you anyway. So, and you're telling spooky stories. And funny thing is, we've got four dogs and two cats, and I bought this property like 4.5 years ago, and the lady that lived there passed away in my daughter's bedroom.
Right.
And one of our dogs literally will not go in there. And if you make her go in there, she cowers with her tail between her legs that far up. And you put a blanket in there, the other dogs go in there, the cats go in there. It's got all my daughter's stuff in there. When we bought the house, we painted it and changed everything and blah, blah, blah. And she literally cannot go in there and sleep, say hello to my daughter, anything like that.
Far out. Just that one dog seems to have an issue.
Just the one, yeah.
Any other things that dog seems to pick up on, or is it just that one room?
Just that room, only room. People go into the spare room and sleep on the bed in there and go into every other room of the house. She sleeps on our beds, in our beds, my son's room, my room, the lounge room, wherever. And, that my daughter's room won't go in there.
Hmm. Well, I feel like animals know things, so I definitely believe this.
they actually judge people better than what we do. If you want to find what the vibe is of a person, get the dog to help you with that because they are spot on.
I think we'll call on the services of your dog. Thanks for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
No worries. Have a good one.
Molly and Craig on Power FM.